huddling up with Upper Cumberland coaches and players.
It's on to the state semifinals for the Upperman football team. Basketball season is underway. What's in store for the Cookeville Lady Cavaliers this season? And the Clay County boys look for an encore of their state title season of a year ago.
From UCSportsNation.com, this is the High School Playbook. The Upper Cumberland's place to talk prep sports. Built by Mountain Barn Builders. Quality products, a high level of workmanship. Mountain Barn Builders, storage buildings, animal shelters, gazebos. Visit Highway 127 between Jamestown and Clark Range.
Welcome to Chick-fil-A on Interstate Drive in Cookeville on a Saturday morning for the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. We'll talk some football today. The Upperman Bees are still going in the Class 4A state playoffs. Big win for Upperman last night. They travel down to Chattanooga. Take care of business against Red Bank, 42-28. We'll talk to head coach Adam Kane coming up around 9:30 this morning. Otherwise, folks, basketball season is here in the Upper Cumberland. We'll be talking a little Cookeville Lady Cavs basketball here in just a few moments. Coach Jamie Gillis is here with some of the members of the Cookeville girls basketball team. Some scores from Friday night around the Upper Cumberland in basketball. Kind of a light night as football does kind of wrap up and basketball starts to ramp up and girls play last night. Speaking of Cookeville, a nice win at Knoxville Webb, 48-44. Cassie Gallagher scores 18 points in the win for the Cavaliers. Clay County over East Robertson last night, 75-24. On the boys' side, it was Clay County over East Robertson, 68-53. Cookeville in a tight ball game loses to Knoxville Webb, 64-60. And White County over York Institute, 63-60. Now, the lack of games last night will not transition over to today. Some 35-plus games will be played involving Upper Cumberland teams today in basketball all throughout the state of Tennessee, and we'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later on in the program. Right now we're ready to talk some Cookeville girls basketball. Coach Jamie Gillis, good morning, and welcome to Chick-fil-A this morning. Good to have you with us, and a couple of good wins for your team to start the season. A nice win over Oakland earlier this week, the victory over Knoxville Webb. What's been your takeaways from your team thus far through two games of the season?
Well, first of all, thanks for having us. We are really excited to be here. Two big wins, like you said, this week. We took on Oakland Tuesday night at home, and they come in our – we're in new classifications in TWSLA, so we are 4A, started off with a 4A program at Oakland and got the win then, and then we came out last night a little shaky, got down in the fourth quarter late, but found a way to come back and win, and I'm really happy with the start of our season.
What's been the things that have stood out so far? And I know it's early and things change, especially in the early part of the season, but things that you see your team that you're really pleased with at this point?
Well, defensively, we're playing really good. We held Oakland and Knox Webb in the 40s, which is very good because they're both big offensive teams. They've both got good players on each side. So defensively, we look really good. Offensively, we're working through some things and trying to get in a good feel for each other. And you know, I've got a lot of returning players, but we lost four seniors. So it's just, you know, every year trying to get back in the swing of things and learning your new role or how we're gonna do things this year. And sometimes we have to change up based on, you know, who's in and what's going on. So far, so good. I mean, my kids work hard in practice. We worked really hard in the weight room in the preseason, and so they're a fun team to coach, and they're very coachable. So I'm really excited about the upcoming season.
Coach, most basketball coaches that I've talked to say it's been a whole lot easier preparing for this season than last year. Has that been the case? And I want to go back and speak about summer camps as well. Have you been able to get back to more of a regular routine type schedule?
Absolutely, we have. And, you know, we still have COVID protocols in place, but being able to just have, you know, all your kids there in practice and not having to worry about, you know, what groups with what and how many, you know, who's not feeling well today. And, you know, we still take all those precautions. We take sickness very seriously, but it's been really nice to just be back in the gym and be somewhat back to normal. And like you said, summer camps, we were actually able to play this summer. We were actually to have our preseason scrimmages, which we weren't able to have last year. So just to be able to get in the gym before you actually play that first game, kind of see where your team's at and things we need to work on, that was all helpful this year.
Coach, we're going to bring your players over a little closer. I'm going to ask you one more question as they get kind of set up here. And talking about your team, who are some of the players that you're looking to step up in terms of leadership roles this year?
Well, I've got five seniors this year on the squad, and three of them are here with us today, Bailey Gillis, Shay Cunningham, and Madison Brewer. KK Graves and Emma Webb are also two seniors in our squad, and then we've got Cassie Gallagher and Jordan Gillis, two juniors that have come back and do a lot of our scoring for us. They're a big part of our team. So, you know, we've got some depth this year, and so that's good. Grace Ann Kelly and Isabel Garcia have been able to come in so far in the first two games and give us some good minutes. So personnel-wise, we're pretty good.
Let's get to Bailey Gillis. We'll start with you, Bailey, and thank you for joining us on the High School Playbook this morning. Bailey, what's got you most excited about the start of basketball season?
Honestly, probably the fact that fans can come because we finally have a gym where everybody's there and we're not worried about tickets, sales, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's been really nice to have everybody back in the gym with us.
And talk about the difference in that, in not having people in the gym, and kind of what that experience was like for you and your teammates as well.
It definitely affects you a little bit, you know, when the gym's empty, it's quiet. But, you know, Cookeville has a good student section. We get students in there, and they're loud, and we got fans, and people are like, coming out to your game tomorrow, and I'm coming out to your game. Makes it a little more nervous, but, you know, it makes it more excited and pumped up and, you know.
Does the coach sound a little louder when the gym is empty?
Yes, we were just talking about that in practice on Wednesday. She was like, I feel like you guys can't hear me. And we were like, we can't. So we're working on getting a little louder.
Shay Cunningham, will bring you to our microphone next. And, Shay, the question I'll start out with you is, what does it mean for you to be a senior and be a leader on this Cookeville team this year?
Just being able to, like, push other people to do what they need to do to help us, and being able to be out there on the floor and be able to tell, like, show other people what we should do to be able to get things done.
Expectations, things you would like to see for you as an individual, for your team as a whole to accomplish throughout the course of this season?
Probably just to push each other more and being able to get everybody out there to be able to do everything they need to do.
And going back kind of to that empty full gym, when you've got that full gym and it's really rocking, talk about what that makes you feel like inside as a player.
It makes me feel good because everybody's there, everybody's watching. You know, you get to show everybody what you've got, and then they're just there.
Let's get to Madison Brewer. She's up next. And Madison, what are you most excited about for the basketball season as a whole?
I just think, like Bailey said earlier, just being able to get back and play in the groove of things, and really just being able to go play these different teams because we are in a new district this year. I'm really excited to see how this district's going to go.
Getting through all the practices and beating up on each other and all that, how excited were you for that very first game when you get to go out and you're playing somebody else and you finally get to play with one another instead of against one another?
Oh, it was so exciting. We were all so pumped up in the locker room. And then after the game, it was even more exciting after getting that first win. Really felt good.
What do you feel like this team can accomplish this year? How far can you go?
I feel like we can go all the way.
All right.
I really do.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. We're going to be pulling for you girls throughout the course of the season. Coach Gillis will bring you back to the microphone, and the new district was mentioned. And I know some somewhat familiar faces, but this district is odd in that it's all Wilson County and Cookeville. What's that going to be like for you think, this season?
Well, I've said, you know, all preseason we're going to spend a lot of time on I-40. But it's exciting. I mean, we bring in, you know, Mount Juliet and Wilson Central. They're both two storied programs. They've been to the state tournament many times, so being able to go into those schools and play them. And Green Hill's a new addition to I think they're only in their second year or maybe third year, but they'll be a good matchup for us. And we've played Lebanon since I've been at Cookeville every year, and it's a competitive, hard-nosed, gritty game every single time. So we're really excited to get to play them, and you know, change is good. You know, new things are always good and exciting, and so we're ready for it.
What stands out about this team? One attribute, and maybe it's something that's off the court, camaraderie or whatever it may be, but what attribute would you really point out and say, this team really has this in spades, so to speak?
They work hard. They do. Their work ethic is really good. They listen. They try to do everything that we as coaches ask them to do. And that's big, mm-hmm. you know, and my leadership is good. From the top, you know, they come in and they work hard. So my freshmen and sophomores, they don't have a choice because
right.
they're going to follow that strong work ethic and our good leadership. So, like I said, they're a fun team to coach. We have fun. We talk about that. If as much as we spend time together and in the gym, it ought to be fun. And, so our practices are light sometimes. Sometimes they're, you know, not always light, but we try to have fun.
Coach, as you get set for more games coming up through Thanksgiving, and, of course, as some coaches will refer, the preseason before you get to district games, what are some things you want to work on and really have a few kinks worked out in these areas before you do get to district play?
We still have to work on just persevering through when we have some possessions where we don't score. And so we've gone – in the first two games, we've gone a few times where, or even a couple quarters, where we just kind of slows down and we don't really have the momentum that we want going. So we've got to learn how to persevere through that and push through that and just find ways to score when we're struggling.
Right.
You know, and so we haven't dealt with a lot of foul trouble issues, but we want to make sure when whoever's in there and when I have different lineups that we know our role, we know what to do, we know where to be, and so, you know, that's part of the process, and so, like I said, I'm pleased where we are right now. We've got work to do, but I'm confident that these kids will put it in and we'll be successful.
Well, Coach Gillis, I know it's going to be a fun and exciting season for the Cookeville Lady Cavaliers. We're looking forward to talking to you more throughout the season and seeing what this team can accomplish. Looking forward to some exciting things this year.
Thank you so much. And, again, thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming out. Cookeville Lady Cavaliers Coach Jamie Gillis, along with Bailey Gillis, Shea Cunningham, and Madison Brewer, our guests this morning on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders.
Warriors and Cavaliers in action. Wildcats and Panthers on the prowl. We've got them covered. The Mountain Barn Builders High School Playbook.
Two big wins for defending Class 1A State Boys Champion Clay County this week. Coach Rob Edwards joins us by telephone this morning. Coach, you expect to have the target on your back every single night, being the defending state champions.
Yes, it does, Tom. You know, we talk about that from time to time, but actually, you know, for a long time now in our program, our expectations have been the same, just to win every game that we can, and that's just what it is this year. So we're not approaching things any differently, but there is a little bit different feeling about it.
Has the preparation for the season been a little more loose this year after winning the state championship, or has the team approached it more business-like, wanting to get back to Murfreesboro and repeat as state champions?
Well, like I said, nothing's changed as far as our program. Our expectations are still to win as many games as we can, and we've approached it that way. You know, we lost the one senior in Gunner Silk, and so this summer we spent a lot of time really trying to figure out roles for these other guys that were going to step up and try to replace him. And essentially that's been the focus, is just to find somebody to replace Gunner and continue maintain what we've been doing with everybody else.
Coach, two wins this week, as we mentioned, over Cumberland County and East Robertson. How would you evaluate your team's performances in the first two games of the season?
Well, Tom, we just got our football guys back. They unfortunately lost last Friday to South Pitt, so we had one day of practice before we went to play Cumberland County. We missed a lot of easy shots that I think we would normally make. That applied to last night as well. I think it's just going to take some time for those guys to get back in basketball rhythm. You know, both Cumberland and East Robertson, pretty good, pretty solid basketball team. So it's been a really good week for us. Ball bounced our way there at the end at Cumberland County, and we were fortunate to get out of there with a win. And last night against East Robertson, same thing. We got down early, but managed to come back and played a good second half and managed to finish off in the fourth quarter.
I've got to go back to the game earlier in the week and obviously talk about the performance by Grant Strong, the reigning Mr. Basketball. 44 points, 22 rebounds. That'll make your eyes pop out anyway, let alone in the first game of the season. It
kind of evaluate Grant's performance, and just seemed like he was on fire right out of the gate Tuesday.
He was. He missed his first couple shots, and he doesn't like missing shots, so he kind of took it. Kind of took it personally, and I don't know what he had at halftime. To be honest with you, I don't remember. But one of the best individual performances that I've ever witnessed as a coach. You know, I had Tyreek there for a few years, but Grant, Grant can score the basketball, and most of the time, most trips down Cumberland County have two guys on him, but they just couldn't do much with him. So, Grant's he's a once in a lifetime player for a coach like me. So I'm fortunate to have him, and he's been really good for our program.
Coach Rob Edwards of the Clay County Bulldogs, our guest this morning on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. What drives Grant? What really motivates him to continue to take his game to another level and another level?
Well, he just loves the game. You know, he loves the game, and he wants to be successful at the next level. And I just think basically that's what drives him. Obviously, he wants to win at the high school level too, but I think ultimately his goal is to be a contributor. Of course, he's committed to Tennessee Tech, and we're really excited about that around here, that he stayed locally. So we'll be able to watch him grow through his college career and get over there and help the Golden Eagles.
You mentioned Gunner Silk graduating this past year. Who are some other players that you're looking to step up as leaders on and off the court and to have key roles for your team this year?
Well, we try to get our leadership from our seniors. Of course, that's Grant, along with Jeff Spiving, Eli Smith. Those guys Eli and Jeff are going to play a little bit bigger role on both the offensive and the defensive end with Gunner gone. And we have Jimmy Burchett is a junior that is going to be starting for us, mostly at the one spot. But then sometimes, you know, when Grant's at the one, he'll be at the three. He's a good on-ball defender. He had a big steal the other night at Cumberland County. I think the score was 70-70 maybe, or 65-65. It's pretty close there at the end of the game. It's a big steal and layup. And that's kind of, he has a knack for that. He had the same knack for big plays in football. So he's just a big play kind of guy, and we're looking for good things out of him.
Coach, I know you've got a very solid, very good, talented basketball team back, but if there's an area or two that still kind of concerns you that you want to see improvement from as the season goes along, what would that be?
Well, we've got to get shooting the ball better. And I think that's going to come as the season goes along. You know, we spend quite a bit of time in practice just shooting the ball. I think right now that's the number one thing on my agenda, is for us to get better putting the ball in the basket all across the board, not just, not one or two guys, but everybody's got to shoot a little better. I think the other thing is offensively, sometimes we get in a little bit of a hurry. We got to be a little more patient, make the defense work, reverse the ball a couple times, get some ball movement, some people movement, and just have a little more patience on offense. And there's always room to improve defensively. You know, we never going to shut anybody out in basketball, so there's always room to get a little bit better there.
Well, Coach Rob Edwards, we're looking forward to an exciting season for Clay County, defending Class 1A state champions, and know you'll be right there in the running again this year. Looking forward to the season, and good luck to you and the Bulldogs throughout the course of the season.
All right. Thank you.
Let's head down Interstate 40 to Smithville this morning. The DeKalb County Lady Tigers won their season opener at White House 60-54 earlier this week. Senior Katie Farrell, 34 points and 15 rebounds for the Lady Tigers. Coach, Katie seems primed for a huge senior season. Coach Danny Fish, how impressed were you with her performance in Tuesday night's game?
She was really good, Tom. I mean, you know, anytime we needed a bucket, we could go to her. Got to the line like 15 times. But the biggest thing that I saw was her leadership growth. We all know that she can score the ball. I mean, coming into this year, she's a 1,400-point scorer. Possibility to go close to 2,000, you know, possibly get, you know, 1,000 rebounds. I mean, that's, you know, unheard of in high school basketball or just any level of ball. But her leadership, you know, she's played the minutes, she's played the game, she's been in some good ones, she's been in some tough ones, and we're so young and, you know, across the board that we're gonna, you know, need that leadership from her to you know, help those other kids out. And I thought that was the biggest thing that she did last night. Yeah, we see the points, we see the rebounds, but, you know, you can't ever put a price tag on the intangibles of leadership within a unit. And man, she really has stepped that up this year.
Coach, you talked about your team having a lot of youth. Of the 16-person roster that you have, you've got 11 freshmen or sophomores, only 3 juniors and 2 seniors. Are there going to be some struggles, you think, this year with the youth of this basketball team?
Yeah, there will be. I mean, you know, trial by fire, you know, throw them in and, you know, see what happens. But, you know, that's the way that they got to learn. But you do it now, and hopefully, you know, further down the road in the season, it starts to pay off, starts to click, where you can be as good as you can possibly be in February. You know, it's just one of those years where we don't have a lot of upperclassmen, and even some of our upperclassmen not gotten a lot of time in years past. So they're still learning on the fly, too. But, you know, that's why we got, you know, I think that we got some good leadership there with Katie Farrell and Madison Martin, who's had some really gut minutes past year. And then Ella Van Vranken, you know, she's a sophomore, but started every game last year. And, you know, she was AAA freshman player of the year. So she's got some good minutes and knows some things, but she's still learning. And, I just hope that, you know, we're prepared when we get into our district schedule. So we got, you know, 7, 8, 9 games to figure some things out to help us put us in a better situation when we start our district play.
You mentioned Ella Van Vranken and starting every game as a freshman last year. What have you seen the biggest differences in her game as she moves into her sophomore year?
Well, she's kind of in that stage of, you know, we've talked about it as a freshman. Nobody really knows you, knows what you can do. And then, you know, then you gotta learn how to, you know, do opposite of what team's game plan is. Now they're game planning for you, you know, so you got to figure out what your weaknesses are and what your strengths are and try to steer your game towards your strengths while improving your weaknesses. You know, Ella, I think the thing that she's gotten a lot better, you know, she was real frail last year. You know, she's a slim drink of water, tall drink of water, whatever you want to call it. She's about 5'9", but she's only about 125 pounds. And but she's took that 125 pounds this year, and she's hit the weight room in the fall and in the summer and in between her cross country. You know, she's placed in cross country this year at state. In the springtime, she runs track at Warren County because we don't have track here, and she placed in the state there. So, you know, as far as, like, conditioning-wise, she's probably in the best shape of anybody on the floor any night. But, you know, her frailty and, you know, just that body development and that strength development, that's where she's grown the most, I think. She's shooting the ball at a good pace and a good volume, a good percentage. You know, learning how to take a good shot and understanding what shot selection, I think, is, you know, strength and shot selection is the things that she's probably improved the most on this year thus far.
We're speaking with DeKalb County head basketball coach Danny Fish about his Lady Tiger program. Coach, the district, I mean, you go from 8AA where you're already battling defending state champion Macon County, Upperman, Livingston, Cannon County, the list goes on, and they move you up into 3A, into 7-3A, and you keep making Upperman, Livingston. Now White County's there, Cumberland County's there, Stone Memorial's there. Is it just out of the frying pan into the fire, so to speak, moving from 7AA, or 8AA, I should say, to 7-3A?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we thought we had a tough district before, and we just kind of stepped it up a notch. You know, but we're up for the challenge. We accepted the challenge. I mean, there's nothing that we can do about it but prepare for it. And, you know, I've always been a big believer that, you know, you'll rise to the occasion, you know, by playing good competition. That's what I always say, you know, beef up your schedule so that you're tested, you know, and, you know, we keep our eye on the prize here because we talk about February all the time. Really, to be honest with you, all of these are exhibition games until we get to them because, you know, the postseason is what really matters to everybody. You know, the year that we went to the state, we were a 4 seed in the district or 3 seed in the district tournament, 4 seed going into the region, you know, and end up in the borough. So that's, you know, what our goals are this year, same as every year. And hopefully, you know, because we play in such a tough district, if we can get out of the district into the region, we're going to be very well prepared to go to the next step. And I think that's what our district does. And I think that across the board in our district, man, we have good players in Upper Cumberland, especially in this district. We have great coaches, So you're going to have to, you know, be on your game every night as a player and myself as a coach, because I never want to get out coached by another coach, and I want to be able to put my kids in the right position to win the games, you know, and it's just tough all the way around. But, man, it's going to be some good battles. It's going to be some great games. It's going to be some packed houses, and, you know, we're just excited and, you know, for the opportunity.
It'll definitely be a tough and competitive district, one that's going to be, I would dare say, the most fun girls' district to watch in the state of Tennessee, let alone in the Upper Cumberland. It'll be a lot of fun, and DeKalb County is going to be right in the thick of it. Coach Danny Fish, head coach of the DeKalb County Lady Tigers, joining us today. Coach, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Tom. Thank you for all you do for us.
It's on to the state semifinals in Class 4A for the Upperman Bees. We will talk to head coach Adam Kane about that when we come back to the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders.
No one covers your favorite high school teams like we do. This is the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders.
The high school football playoffs continued on Friday night as teams across the state of Tennessee moved into the quarterfinal round of the postseason. And the Upperman Bees, one of those teams, is Upperman. Traveled down to Chattanooga last night to play longtime playoff nemesis Red Bank. Upperman coming away with a 42-28 victory last night. The Bees had to rally in the fourth quarter, did so by outscoring Red Bank 21-0 in that fourth quarter. Upperman controlled the football the majority of the game last night. Time of possession in favor of Upperman, 35 minutes 17 seconds to 12 minutes and 43 seconds for Red Bank. What that led to was Upperman being able to run a double number of plays than Red Bank. The Bees with 72 plays from scrimmage for 498 yards, an average brought at 7 yards per play. Red Bank only 36 plays from scrimmage, 333 total yards, 9.3 yards per play. A big night rushing the football for Upperman. They carry the football a total of 62 times last night for 434 yards, an average of 7 yards per rush. Two of the Bees running backs, Terrence Deadman, had 18 carries for 178 yards, while Jackson Rollins, with 27 carries, 172 yards, and 4 touchdowns in the game. Big win for Upperman. On to the state semis, 42-28. Coach Adam Kane joining us this morning on the high school playbook from Chick-fil-A on Interstate Drive in Cookeville. Coach, two things immediately stood out from me in going back and reviewing. Time of possession and the fact that it was a 2-1 edge in total number of plays, Upperman over Red Bank, was that kind of by design, or did just kind of happen that way?
I don't know that I'm smart enough to think that, you know, that was probably going to be a key to the game. So no, it really wasn't by design. You know, when you get these kind of out-of-regional matchups this deep in the playoffs, I think both coaching staffs kind of really are unsure what to expect. I mean, you know, we watch film, we prepare, we think we know what. But in terms of the individual physical matchups, we really don't know how they're going to work.
Right.
And so it was very interesting. You know, this is the third time in 4 years we've met up with Red Bank in the playoffs. The first time around, we 2018, we were kind of able to, you know, establish our physicality. I remember thinking, I don't know that we'll be able to, but we did. And we scored 50 points against them. The next time in 2019, I, for some reason, expected that we would be able to run the football and control the clock and do all that stuff. And we weren't able to at all that year.
Right.
You know, I don't even think we rushed for 100 yards. Really didn't know what to expect. I knew my guys would play hard. They're very competitive kids. But as it turned out, you know, we needed every bit of that run game. And, you know, I felt like my offensive line, you know, stepped up to the challenge, especially when, you know, when Ty went down. I think they realized, you know, and it wasn't anything I said or anything, but I think they all realized we got to get this thing done on the ground. And, you know, and we got some good runners in, you know, Rollins and Terrence and, and those guys, and even John Rushing, you know, added a good bit of rushing for us. So it wasn't what I fully expected. It is how I like to play. Mm. That's the style of play we like to play. But, you know, 72 offensive plays and over 400 yards rushing, really a dominant performance by the offense.
Coach, that fourth quarter, you outscore them 21-0, and you mentioned your offensive line. I mean, it seems that you were able to really take command of the game in that fourth quarter. What happened there?
Again, the thing that's really neat about this team is, you know, there's always going to come that point in time in the game where it's either – it's either going to be quitting time or winning time. And, you know, my guys have – even in the game where we lost against Fayetteville, they really play with a sense of urgency at that point in the game. And I think we realized it, you know, fourth quarter last night, it's time to put up or shut up. Mm-hmm. And we had that urgent feeling. And I think we were able to make enough kind of big plays, kind of surprise plays in the pass game to, you know, I know what it's like, you know, sending all your defensive guys, all your bodies to try to stop the run game. Mm-hmm. And then get a ball thrown over your head. It's very deflating. And I could tell that those couple passes we completed really had an impact on them and their morale. And it's just troubling when you have that feeling that I don't know that we can ever stop them. And so, you know, we had that confidence in our back pocket, and I don't think it's any secret to say we've been a third and fourth quarter team all year. Mm-hmm. So it was a good time to, you know, they went up 7, and it was a good time for us to you know, make a stand, and I'm proud of them for doing that.
Update on Ty's status. Is there anything you can tell us this morning about him moving forward?
Well, yeah. I mean, they went to the hospital there in Chattanooga and had him checked out, and I think he passed all the concussion stuff. So I'm hoping he'll be a full participant this week.
Coach, you got another big game. Every game's big, of course. Yeah. Once you start getting deeper and deeper into the playoffs, it's Elizabethton. They get a little vengeance on Greenville last night, and two very good teams going head-to-head there, and it's another challenge for you. What do you know about them right now?
Yeah, not a whole lot. You know, I know they're the two-time defending 4A state champs. It seems like there's always a monster waiting on us in the – in the semifinals, no matter what division we're in. I know the coach a little bit. We worked together in an all-star game. I think he runs a really disciplined program. I've heard some chatter about how good the quarterback is. I'm just in the process right now of exchanging films and trying to gather films. And, so we'll look at them. We'll try to, you know, figure out, you know, what things we need to be ready for, and what things hopefully we can do to, you know, to have an impact in the ball game. At this point, early Saturday morning, I'm just glad to still be alive.
Probably glad to be awake after making that long trip down there.
Yeah. It was a long trip, you know. On those yellow school buses get kind of uncomfortable at times. So.
And not even good for sleeping on the ride home.
No, and I tried on the way down and on the way home, and it was just my back was not having it. And so, but at least we got to come back on a win.
Coach, as I look at some of the players and their performances, you mentioned Dedmon and Rollins both. I think they combined for 350 yards last night. Rollins has five tackles on defense. Yeah. Shanks, another good game. McClellan has a sack and a half and some tackles last night. It just seems like this group, this leadership group is really bonded together, and they're motivated, they're driven. Do you just really see that from this core of leaders on your team?
Without question, yeah. Again, very competitive guys. You know, it's – I'm not trying to say this is a great thing, but it's somewhat necessary in the sport of football. I mean, we have little – dust-ups and fights and altercations in practice, and that means, you know, number one, it means a lot to them. Mm-hmm. and they want to be good, they want to be the best, and they don't want to be showed up. And so those are important traits to have. I think that was missing a little bit last year. You know, The Terrence and Jackson Rollins thing is really becoming a 1-2 punch there at tailback. Different styles, you know, different styles of running, which helps. I know as a defensive coordinator, you want to know where that ball carrier is going to be.
Right.
You know, and so I do think that gives us a little bit of a, you know, advantage, because Terrence is going to hit the hole a little bit different than Jackson. And they're best of friends. And you know, the cool thing is I never get a sense that there's any kind of, you know, jealousy over who's touching the ball. And that's not just with them. I mean, that's with Ty, with the receivers, with anybody. I know everybody wants to touch it every play, but – you know, this has been a really fun team, because I think they play for each other, and I think they love each other. So, and then on the defensive side, I think what gets lost in the victory is, you know, we gave up 28 points, which is not really what we do.
Right.
But we were scrambling.
Where the coaches hold their pre- and post-game meetings. The Mountain Barn Builders High School Playbook.
Back to Chick-fil-A on Interstate Drive in Cookeville. Sorry for the drop out there. Coach Adam Kane of the Upperman Bees joining us here. Coach, again, the Bees a winner last night at Chattanooga over Red Bank, 42-28, on to the semifinal round. Coach Kane, just very excited that you're still playing on Thanksgiving weekend, and I know you're excited, the team is excited, and, man, we just wish you all the best of luck next weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me out here, and, you know, hopefully you know, I told them last night on the bus, we get this train's got two more stops. So, you know, a really good team. You know, obviously the two-time defending state champs in 4A. So hopefully we can get it together and be competitive. You know, the big thing, get competitive in the game, mm-hmm. get in the second half, and that's when we kind of do our thing. So, you know, I'd love to see us be able to do that.
Coach Adam Kane of the Upperman Bees joining us this morning on the High School Playbook. Let's shift gears back to basketball. Let's head down the road to Monterey. Boy, it was a wild season opener for the Monterey Wildcat basketball team under first-year head coach Linus Martin Thursday night as they lost at Wartburg 80-78 in overtime. Coach Martin joining us on the High School Playbook. Coach, what all happened during this wild night in Wartburg?
Well, it's a wild, chaotic night. I felt like we were battling the elements to begin with the crowd, the referees. It was a tough situation. It's probably as tough as I've seen in a long time I've been in coaching, when I felt like I walked into a gym and if you won, you were going to beat all odds, and we about dang near did it. We went in the game shorthanded. We, three of our probably six to seven top kids, were out. So we probably played some kids that don't normally probably wouldn't play down the road. We pushed them into that position to get the opportunity to play.
looked all right at times, looked bad a lot of times. Didn't do a lot of things well, didn't take care of the basketball. That was probably the biggest disappointment. Got in bad foul trouble. I mean, I never play kids when I get two. And we went to halftime last night with one kid with four, three kids with three. And, you know, you just see where we were battling with the number of fouls that were being called. And we weren't pressing. They were full court man, run and jump. And it was just a wild situation that went on last night. And so we had to keep those kids in to not really get run out of the gym because we were playing so bad, and kept it to 14 and a half. I told the kids when we went in, if we could stay out of foul trouble and just take care of the ball and finish around the rim, we could win this game. I didn't have any doubt that we could. And sure enough, we clawed back. We clawed back, and we ended up taking the lead in the fourth. Got down, I think we got up down one. They went to the line with about 10 seconds. They hit both. And the only three we hit for the whole game, I want to think, we were about 1 of 22 from three-point line. We were bad from the free throw line. We had committed almost, I want to think, 40 fouls to their 20 free throws. Our best kid was 4-10 down the line at the end, and it was a tough stretch. But Brandon Dillon made a big three at the buzzer to send it to overtime. We get one of our first leads by two or three in overtime. It comes back again. It goes all the way down to the end of the game. We're at the line, I want to think, down one. Yeah, I think it was 78-77, shooting two. We make one or two. We had some kids that, like I said, don't normally play, and we pressed. Ended up giving up a layup to end the game. They probably scored a layup with about 4 seconds to go. You know, I think we had a shot from about half court, got it in quick, missed it. But kids fought hard. I told them they were resilient, you know, for the situation and the odds that were going against them. I think there was about four fan ejections. I've never seen anything like it in a long time.
Wow.
It was like, welcome back to basketball for me. And I was like, man, I guess I haven't been East Tennessee way to see the officiating. I'd kind of been warned. But, man, if I've ever seen us, just tough odds, and that's not the reason we lost. The reason we lost, we didn't take care of the basketball. We didn't shoot it well. We didn't make free throws. We weren't very smart at times. Just did some boneheaded things that we'll learn from. We'll get better. We'll get those other kids back and can get them back in the mix. That's going to be huge. And so at the end of the day, things will be fine, and life will move on, and you learn from your mistakes and see what you got to correct.
We're speaking with Monterey coach Linus Martin about the season opener on Thursday night at Wartburg as Monterey dropped an 80-78 overtime decision. Coach, I heard you mention the word resilient. Your team battled back from 17 points down in the second half to tie this thing and send it into overtime. And despite all, were you proud of the resiliency your team did show on Thursday night?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, if you told me these are the kids, time and we can come back, I'd say you're probably crazy. But what they do provide is they'll do anything for you. They'll give you what they got, whatever it is, and they'll play extremely hard. It won't be the greatest at times from a skill point. They athletically, they give you everything they got. They'll get on the floor for loose balls. Just sometimes we got to be a little bit smarter with the ball. I thought we didn't share the ball well and definitely didn't finish well around the rim. Missed a lot of shots. But they could have gave up and folded and went to the house and decided to mail it in. But you know with me, as long as you've known me, Tom, we can't do that. We won't let them do that. We'll fight to the end. And Dagum almost pulled it out last night, which would I told him would have been special. But, you know, we weren't the better team all night probably. I thought we played harder than them, and it made it harder on us, something we definitely got to get better at, and I got to coach it better and get them to do things a lot better. But proud of the kids and their effort, and we'll bounce back today and get ready to go to play Coffee County and Lighthouse Christian at Coffee County.
Well, Coach, we wish you a lot of luck in those two big games today. I know you'll be looking for a bounce-back effort from your team after a tough game on Thursday night. And good luck to the Monterey Wildcats throughout the course of the 2021-22 regular season.
We'll talk about the Van Buren County boys basketball team when we come back to the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders.
This is the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, covering high school sports from Jamestown to McMinnville.
The Van Buren County Eagles lost their season opener Tuesday night at Soddy Daisy, 65-48. Coach Dustin Sullivan joins us on the hotline this morning. Coach, what are some of your takeaways from the season opener?
I thought we played tough. Soddy shot it really well, so credit to them for that. We were a little bit undermanned, missing a couple of guys, one starter and probably our sixth or seventh man off the bench. One was sick, and one just got his wisdom teeth cut out. So we weren't as deep as we planned to be moving forward when those guys get back, but you can't make excuses. I mean, we knew what we had going in, and Saudi just played better than us.
What have been some things that have stood out that your team is doing well, but yet maybe some things that you still need to work on before you get into district play?
Well, we really put an emphasis in the offseason on just putting up a ton of shots. Gave them a goal back in the spring of trying to shoot 150 shots a day, and had quite a few of them that, at least according to what they put down on paper, met that. So we have quite a few guys that at least are telling me that between the spring and now have shot over 30,000 shots. So in practice now, at least, I have thought we have shot it well. We shot it well in the scrimmages, did not shoot it well last night, which would kind of surprise me. But I do think that they put a lot of work in the offseason shooting the basketball, because up to this point, since we've gotten started, I feel like the results have been there, and we've shot it well as a group. We still need to – defense has got a long ways to go. We're not very good defensively right now. But that's where, you know, we will have to I think our rebounding was pretty tough. We've been pretty tough, I think, across the board so far physically. Need to get a little bit more mentally tough.
Coach, you lost four seniors from last year's team, but you've got a good, solid nucleus back this year. Talk about some of the players who you expect to step up and be leaders for your club both on and off the court.
John Allen is a senior point guard who is getting some small college offers, some NAIA and Division III stuff. So, and he was he's the returning district player of the year. So we expect a lot out of him. Going to put a lot on his shoulders. All of our seniors are going to have roles to play. Taylor Hillis and Adam Simmons are going to get a lot of minutes. All three of those guys are starters: John Allen, Taylor Hillis, and Adam. Adam just brings a level of toughness that we didn't have before. He decided to come back out and play basketball last year as a junior. He had not played since fifth grade on a school team. Decided last year he wanted to come back out and play. And since the minute he put the uniform back on, the toughness has risen to a new level. So, you know, that's what he's going to bring. Taylor is just – he's pretty steady, you know, probably the number one captain on the team. He's been a part of our school program here since third grade. He's the oldest, most tenured, experienced guy in the program, and just a kid that as a coach you can just trust. So, you know, trust all my seniors. We are going to play a lot of juniors and seniors. Have a couple of underclassmen that will get into the mix. Garen Lewis is a sophomore point guard who's been starting for us since the summer, and I think he's going to have a big year as well.
We're talking to Van Buren County boys head basketball coach Dustin Sullivan here on the High School Playbook. Coach, as you look at this team, what one characteristic do you like most about this team, be it a chemistry or what really stands out to you?
Well, I do think the guys enjoy being around each other. I do think that we have good, solid chemistry. They're a fun group to be around, don't have a lot of concerns as far as trusting them if they're not, like, within my eyesight. You know, I feel like I've got a good group that I can send out places and that they will represent that the VB logo well and put a good product on the floor. So I do think the chemistry is something that that at least to this point has been a strength for us.
Van Buren County with a couple of Hall of Champions matchups this afternoon with Sail Creek and Cannon County. Coach Dustin Sullivan, good luck in those games, and good luck to your team throughout the rest of the season.
Hey, I appreciate that very much. Thank you guys for all you do.
Big thanks to our guests today, Cookeville Lady Cavs coach Jamie Gillis, Upperman head football coach Adam Kane, also Clay County boys coach Rob Edwards, DeKalb County girls coach Danny Fish, Monterey boys coach Linus Martin, and their Van Buren County head basketball coach Dustin Sullivan. Check out an interview with Jackson County girls head basketball coach Jim Brown online at ucsportsnation.com. For our studio producer, Will Hearn, and our on-site producer, Franklin McCarthy, for the High School Playbook at Chick-fil-A in Cookeville, I'm Tom Duggan, saying so long to next week.
The High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, constructing storage buildings of all sizes for your backyard. The perfect shed, added storage from Mountain Barn Builders.
Online at mountainbarnbuilders.com.
Or see your building up close, Highway 127. Get the scouting report on all the week's prep action online now, ucsportsnation.com.